It's a brand new music on Namibia Soul Heart and Soul. We checked out The Smith with Dizam Tanda. We also checked out Aixa, by the way, earlier on with Hodefas. Thank you so much for choosing us. The question that we're asking this morning, which is rather perhaps a trick question for quite a number of us, is from your own experience, what would you say are some of the tangible co-parenting hacks? And I tell you this, this is a conversation that that is rather difficult. That's for many. And that's why we decided, listen, Shekwan and I, we also struggling with our relations from time to time. Perhaps we need to bring in someone that is a bit mature with it. That's with the you know, with experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Someone that has you know, that literally deals with this type of conversation. We've got certified marriage and relationship counselor in studio. That's Pastor John Kamati. Abuti Kamati, how are we doing today?
I'm always blessed to be in this fresh FM. It's so fresh this morning.
Nice.
Atmosphere is fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
In the studio.
Mm.
It is indeed a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Let's get right into it. Let's delve into it, Abuti John Kamati.
Yes.
In terms of co-parenting, what is the state of co-parenting in Windhoek and by large Namibia? Would you say it's at a good place? Would you say it's at a bad place? Average place? Let's put it out there and let's be honest, because you are the one that sits down with couples every single day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm.
I think to give a blanket description as to what is the state of co-parenting across the board will be rather too ambitious.
Mm.
But I think it's important to recognize the uniqueness of any family situation and circumstances.
Yeah.
However, what I would say is that there is probably a need to engage that topic more, not just to engage it, but to educate parents, because we have a nation that has a lot of single parent families children that are born out of wedlock, who are either growing up with either one of the parents. And what I see, particularly in our culture, when I say culture, I'm talking about predominantly the black culture.
Of course, yeah.
We have kids that are growing up with aunties, grandparents, and so on. So when we talk about co-parenting, in essence, we are talking really of children that are in relationships where the parents are either separated or divorced. And I would really want to add in, not just in the context of having been divorced, but just really single parents that are being brought up in the absence of a father and a mother in a joint environment.
What would you say, what would your definition be? Or what would, let me ask, what would be your perfect, in the perfect world, what would be your perfect scenario for co-parenting? Two people that are not together but raising a child
together.
Together, what would be your perfect scenario? What is it that we must be doing but we are not doing it? As co-parents,
number one, we need to realize and recognize that we are relational beings. Everything that we do is based and is made, it's in relationship. So family is where we are nurtured, is where we are taught, is where we are instructed, corrected, and rebuked, and even blessed, if one can use that term. So what is the ideal? It's really preferably to have just a normal family. But now, in a co-parenting situation, what is ideal? There must be understanding of the values, and also understanding of, not just values, but of the... There must be cooperation, because core is actually cooperation. So there must be communication. There must be set values that you can then work towards, because that's what one of the things that family does. But there must be engagement that is really structured and consistent, and where we can also be responsible and accountable as parents to our children.
Shekwan?
I think maybe what I would want to know also is just, how is it that we can nurture healthy co-parenting relationships in terms of you dealing with someone, for example? I think this is a reality for a lot of people where you're dealing with a party where, yes, you had kids with said person, but they have no interest in the child's lives or trying to be active. How do you necessarily nurture that relationship in terms of getting over whatever it is that happened between the both of you to really make sure that you're now really to their attention notion of it is best for the kids that we get along, if that makes sense.
In fact, it's a very real and a very relevant question.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, human beings being who they are, and the fact that if you are in a divorce state or separation state, it means that either there was a misunderstanding. Not all misunderstandings end up being toxic, but it is very important to, I would say, grow up, mature, and really look at the bigger picture, particularly the interest of the child. Easily said than done.
True.
I would then say, in a practical sense, the parent that is more involved, more mature, I think must really then make more effort to either just engage the other parent, even in a transactional way, that that other parent does what they have to do. If it means that they have to give support money for the school or however, but engaging to get the child also connected to that parent. Create an, if you can't do it yourself, get support. Get somebody else that can speak to the other person.
Yeah, to family, be some sort of mediator between both people. Yeah.
Family, friends, or even professional help, social workers and so on. But also very importantly, do create other relationships that can actually fit into or fill that gap. It could be an uncle, could be an aunt, could be even a grandfather. The other day I was dealing with a guy that says he grew up with his grandfather, and he was always under the impression that this grandfather is his father. So he never missed the whole input of a father in his life. Because so it's important to therefore engineer, if I can put it that way, relationships that will complement and fill in the role of the missing parent. Otherwise, you stand the risk of having a very toxic relationship where you are fighting and the child is actually the victim, because you know, the child, you know, will observe that, will experience that. So try and avoid those kind of conflict and really work on communicating. Understand that you have separated, embrace that. If, you know, I think it's very important. And then look at what, remember, the child will grow and they will move out of your life. and the, what you do right now actually is of such importance that it could cause trauma in this child's life, and it can hit you back later, even in your old age, when this child needs to now even look after you or just have a relationship with you when you are old and you need children around you.
Okay, so the question that I want to post is just okay, this is a candid, honest conversation, and maybe you can just enlighten us on, because a little bit earlier on you mentioned that, you know, especially in our community, Black community and so forth, it is quite something that we see common, where it's just, you know, single parents all around or people who are just not on the same page and so forth. Maybe to enlighten our brothers, our Black brothers, maybe the importance of really playing an active role in their kids' lives. Because I think a lot of the times people have this misconception that if the child has a mom, they're good.
It's important to realize the privilege and the honor of being a father. It's really, you know, I love the biblical term that says the children are a blessing from the Lord, and blessed is a man whose quiver is full of them. So in other words, God really loaned us these kids so that we can bring them up in the way that also gives glory and honor to Him. It's a privilege. You are responsible for life, you know, for another human being, where you can instill values, you can nurture that person and really shape a life that can determine the outcome of that person's life. Be responsible for your actions. There's this one pastor in the U.S., a lady, and she said, no ringy, no dingy. If you are not in sport, if you are not if you are not accountable for what you wanna do, keep your zip closed.
Come on.
Get out of relations. But at the end of the day, I think it's very important to realize that it's a responsibility. You are accountable, even to the life of that child later. But also ultimately you are accountable to God, who is the author of life. Yeah.
Let's hold that thought. I think we touched on something that we would really want to expand on, Pastor John. We'll get back in a second. We've got your traffic coming up and we'll continue this conversation. You're more than welcome to send us a voice note, 083-000-1029, if you have a question. But let's keep it to Core Parenting.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
It is 7:50. Thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul with the NSK and Shekwan. We've got Pastor John Kamati in studio. He is a certified, and when we mean by certified, it means that this man actually studied. He knows exactly what he's talking about. He's the certified marriage and relationship counselor, and we're talking about co-parenting, and we just want to share some hacks, you know what I mean? Let's share with each other. Let's see what is it that you do right that we can perhaps take from. I want to put a scenario to you, Pastor John. It's a scenario that someone that is exceptionally close to me is experiencing.
Yes.
And what she's going through is this, right? The father of her baby would only get involved if she indicates a bit of romance.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they are co-parenting.
They're co-parenting. They're not together. They're not together. So she tested this thing where she said, listen, let me see if this guy perhaps will change his attitude, right? Because he's not involved in at all. He doesn't give any money. He doesn't, you know, see the child. He doesn't call, nothing. So when she indicated a bit of romance, that's when he was now all over. That's where he was now. You know what I mean? Okay, my child, what do you need? I'm going to send you this. I'm going to send you that. And when she indicated, yeah, but like, listen, are you only going to be involved with me
with a child
if I show you a bit of romance?
Mm.
And then when she said that, he pulled away again. What do we do in a practical situation like that?
I think that's very clear that the terms of that relationship are very skewed and not... honest, because it's almost like it's a transactional relationship. I think it's almost like being at the corner of the street that here I am to exchange, and then you can have access to the child and so on. So I think it's also important for her to set the values. What is her, what is the what is her standard in this particular relationship? Because when you are co-parenting, one of the things that you need to be clear of is really that you communicate clearly what is the boundaries of that relationship.
Yeah.
Because in a co-parenting situation is where the two of you don't have a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
It should be an ex-romantic relationship, or you are divorced or you are separated.
Mm.
So if you want to now mingle rights, give privileges in exchange, then that is really a very dysfunctional, and I think she needs to rise to the reality that this is not a transactional relationship. This is a relationship that is involving and a life. I think she needs to review her values. Maybe you say she tested it, and it's very obvious that this guy is a rogue. Sorry to say, because guys must just take up their responsibilities. That's a one. Unfortunately, the case in Namibia. What should she do? She probably would have to then have a very clear and a honest discussion. You can't assume in a relationship that you need that the child is educated. And remember, this child needs also input from the father. We learn by proximity. We learn by affirmation, by appreciation. The needs of a child are not purely just financial.
Absolutely.
Even if a guy doesn't work, I think to be present in the child's life, being able to come and collect the child maybe over weekends, spending some time with the kid just to speak into his life or her life, that makes a whole big difference. Set the values, set the boundaries, and then have a clear communication as to what are the expectations and what are the roles of these men.
I think the one thing that we also really need to be honest about, James, is the fact that a lot of the times, like in our cases as women, for example, I mean, there are obviously men that also experience the same things that we experience, and we have to acknowledge that.
Yes.
But in most cases, you find that regardless of setting healthy boundaries, regardless of you stepping up to the plate, regardless of you being a team player, regardless of you having those healthy conversations or, you know, trying to be understanding, that the other person is just not receiving of it, you know?
Yeah.
And that puts you in a situation where you are now labeled as a toxic, you know, baby daddy or baby mama or whatever it is, and all of those terms. Maybe just something for us to think about, that a lot of the times there are people who are making an effort, but they're not being, you know, met halfway. The question that I really wanted to ask, because we are really running out of time, is another realistic scenario, you know, where, for example, you had kids with someone and this person went on to marry somebody else.
Yes.
And then now you have this two houses that, you know, like the one child is, oh, the kids are now living maybe with, you know, the mother, but he's now in another house having kids with someone else and having a life with someone else. But they're still not that healthy relationship between both parties, because realistically, if the biological mother of this kid probably one day has to pass away, that child or those kids have to find comfort or, you know, safety in their father's house. But how do they find that safety, so to say, if they're not received on the other side of that? So how do we navigate through those type of relationships?
The bottom line of it is really communication. Part of the yardsticks that you should check when you get into a relationship, that's what we call a blended family. That's a blended family. Remember that if you just bring in one child in a family, remember that that child is not just coming alone.
Yes,
it's got the other parent.
Come on.
If there's other siblings,
come on,
the grandparents. You know, in by virtue of association, you need to be able to discuss that with your partner, have a very clear understanding of how you are going to manage at least the broader aspect. But the rights of a child and the privilege of the child should not be not abused or neglected in a case like that. And the problem that I see many people do, they so much fixated on each other, and many kids suffer.
Yes.
Communication is so key. And when I do premarital counseling, one of the topics that we deal with in particular is blended family situation. That you need to have guidelines, you need to have understanding, also again your roles in that situation, and again the boundaries. But everything is, it's possible only if you communicate and you have an understanding in that regard. It's not always easy. The dynamics are very, it could not necessarily be the person in the marriage. Sometimes it's also the person outside, you know. So the dynamics can be very broad, but understanding, commitment, and dedication to the success of the relationships is key. Because remember, when we say that you are now one, whatever is, your children carries your DNA, or your partner's children carry his or her DNA. It is, for me, an expression of utter selfishness not to want to engage and to even support.
Oh, absolutely.
Pastor John, you know, we will have to, you know, just put a pause in this conversation. And I know for a fact this is a conversation that is so broad. We'll have to perhaps also bring you back and continue on this. But what are your final words, Pastor John? Perhaps just your final words on this conversation, and also where they can find you if they perhaps need some help.
Yes. You can reach me on relate@jkamati.com.na. relate@jkamati.com.na if you want to send an email, or 081-045-7101, or on social media platform, both Instagram and Facebook.
And that is Dr. Kamati.
John Kamati.
John Kamati.
No. Just John.
John. John. Oh, sorry.
I'm a pastor by training.
All right.
But anyway, I receive that. Many people call me doctor. We doctor relationships.
Yeah. Yes.
And we are relational beings. Love is experienced in a relationship. It's a privilege to be able to have life and to be participating in bringing forth life. A child is somebody that has got a future, a destiny, and you do not know what that child could be. The future of that child is really initially at this younger stage in your hands. And what a privilege. Whatever the misunderstanding, whatever the dysfunction that you might have had, I think learn to rise above that, and to invest in this precious life And also reconciliation is possible.
Massively.
You can disagree.
Yeah.
You can agree to disagree.
Yes.
But at least agree to do life in love.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor John Komati. We appreciate you. This conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. Thank you so much.
This is your wake-up call. Yo.